So Roger Shanahan, Julie Bishop starts her visit to Tehran on Saturday. Why is she going?
Well, my understanding is there was a general invitation offered by the Iranian foreign minister, and the foreign minister has decided to add this to a European leg of her visit, and it's an opportune time to discuss some issues of domestic importance to Australia, and the timing is also prescient following the establishment of the framework agreement for the nuclear issue.
Well, we'll get back to the nuclear issue in a moment, but firstly, let me ask you what's going to be at the top of Bishop's agenda for this trip, so the top three items.
Well, it's probably, as has been reported in the press, it appears there's domestic issues, particularly the issue of failed asylum seekers in Australia is going to be one of the issues that she will raise. The other issue that she's going to raise is the fact that Australia's got troops committed to supporting the government of Iraq, and Iran has very close relations with the Iraqi government. So I think there will also be some messaging just to explain Australia's position with respect to Iraq and exactly what our troops are going to be doing there, just so there are no misunderstandings. And I think, obviously, the third issue is going to be related around security. Related stuff, probably just getting an understanding from the Iranians how they see the security situation, and also perhaps getting an understanding from the Iranians as to how they see the framework agreement and what they're looking to establish in terms of the more specific arrangements for the agreement that have to be arrived at by the end of June.
So this issue around the operation in Iraq, that's delicate, right, in the sense that although obviously the Iranians are very much involved, allied with the Iraqi government, Julie Bishop can't create an impression that there's real military cooperation going on directly between us and, by extension, the Americans with Iran.
Yeah, certainly. I think the nature of the military commitment that Australia has got, they're in Taji, they're in an Iraqi military base, they're down to be instructing Iraqi government forces, not militia forces, and they're not going outside the base, they're not conducting or assisting in the conduct of operations where they would most likely come into contact with Iranian-backed Iraqi militias.
Well, what about the air operations, though?
Our understanding is they're not providing, or Australian forces haven't been providing close air support to Iraqi forces. And because they're not providing close air support, that takes you out of the possibility of providing direct support or having people claim that you're providing direct support to the Iraqi militias. They're attacking targets on a targeting list, as are the other countries. So while they're supporting the general war effort on the part on in support of the Iraqi government, and that ultimately supports Iran's interests because they're the same as our interests in many ways in Iraq, you can't say that they're directly supporting the militia forces.
Okay, so you said that the timing is good in the sense that we've just had a big announcement about the P5 plus one working towards an agreement with Iran on Iran's nuclear program. So do you expect that Julie Bishop would be carrying messages from the US and maybe Brussels on that? Or what's her role in this, if any?
No, I think it's more prescient timing. But because these negotiations have been going for so long, and with the Americans for even longer than that, with the secret talks brokered by Oman, there's very good people-to-people links that have been established over those months and years. So I don't think the idea of an interlocutor that Australia may have been able to play in the past or a visit like this may have given the foreign minister the ability to do, I don't think that's really needed anymore. So I don't think she's going to be taking any particular messages other than there's a general sense of support for the direction that the talks have gone, and probably encouragement to put some meat on the bones of this framework agreement so that there is a substantive agreement arrived at by the end of June.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, you wrote an op-ed in which you referred to the economic doors that might open up here in Iran for Australia in light of the generally improved relations between Iran and the West and the possibility of sanctions being removed.
Yeah, I think people need to be aware that when sanctions are going to be removed, one of the sticking points is Iran wants the sanctions to be removed totally at the same time. Practically, I don't think that could occur. And politically, the US and P5 plus one are looking for a more graduated lifting of sanctions, so they're tied to achievements on the part of Iran. Regardless, if there is an agreement, there's going to be sanctions relief. Once there's sanctions relief, there are economic opportunities that will be presented. Iran's a market of 75 million people. It's got an active middle class. It's got a creaky infrastructure. Australia has very little trade with Iran, but it used to be a significant trading partner years ago. Some of the advantages, or probably the two advantages that Australia has got, is one, we've had diplomatic representation throughout that period, and that's noted by the Iranians. The other issue is it's been over a decade since an Australian foreign minister has visited Iran. So the fact that we have ongoing diplomatic relations with Iran, the fact that very shortly after this framework agreement has been agreed to, we're sending a very senior minister to Iran, that too will be noted. So while in diplomacy there's substance and there's symbolism, and I think the foreign minister's visit will be quite heavy on symbolism, and again, in that diplomatic world, sometimes symbolism can lead to substantive outcomes further down the track. And I think possibly when companies are looking to operate in Iran, or where the government needs to establish links with Iran with a view to export markets further down the track, then both our ongoing diplomatic representation and Julie Bishop's visit so soon after this framework agreement has been established, I think those two things will be noted.
Roger, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.